Welcome back, everybody. Another Night of Learning. This is Monica Plotzker. And a special thanks to our friend Jake Wyman in Denver, Colorado, and our friends on the West Coast, as well as our friends overseas in the United Kingdom, as well as Eric Israel, and of course our good friends, our dear friends nearby here on the East Coast, led by Arya Perlman on Staten Island and the Five Boroughs. We are discussing Parshas Achrimos Kedoshim, and I'm reminded, as we put up on our site recently, the famous saying by Reish Lakish, who says, Kol ha'osek b'Torah b'layla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moshech alav chut shel chesed b'yom. Anyone who learns Torah or engages Torah, study at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows him with charm during the day. Shnemar, as it says, Yomam yitzav HaShem chasdo. As it says, in the day, Hashem will command his charm. And the Marsha, the Gemara, which is sourced to the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, explains that when a person stays up all night, he's generally irritable the next morning, and this is apparent in his look. He looks disheveled. However, if one stays up at night to learn Torah, even for a short period of time, he is blessed the next morning with a radiant countenance, that there should be grace upon his face. And hopefully this gives a person a lot of chizuk and strength to go about his day successfully, both Baruchnius as well as Begashnius. We have been discussing the concept that's brought down in Parshas Kedoshim about respect and honor that we have to give to elderly people. We talked about Rashi. We talked about, we did the Vilna Gaon, we did the Kli Yakar, the Ramban, the Rebbeinu, as well as the Rambam. That was last night's shiur, and I do believe it's up on our site, shiurenjoyment.com. So everyone's welcome to listen to the prior shiur in case you missed it. But I want to just continue this discussion and close out with an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, which gives us the following question. He presents us and he asks us, why didn't the pasuk just say that before a seva again, you should rise and show honor? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains that perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeking for us to distinguish between one who has lived many years, which is a seva, and one who has acquired Torah knowledge, which is a zaken. And so therefore, one must show greater respect to the latter than to the former, because, again, Misha kana chachma, da kani machaser, da kani makani, that if a person, you know, acquires Torah, he's acquired great things, and if he hasn't acquired Torah, what has he acquired? So the Aruch Chaim continues by saying that B'derech Drash, that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu looked exactly alike. And Avraham Avinu desired that upon his advanced age, his seva, that there should be some recognizable factor that he should distinguish himself as being the father of Yitzchak. And this is, again, sourced to Bereishis Rabbah and Samachay, if test, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquiesced Avram's request, as the pasuk says, Avram Zakein, and that is in Bereishis Perichot Aleph, pasuk Aleph, and this is meant to distinguish Avram Avinu from his son Yitzchak, that Avram Avinu was the first person to grow white hair. And so thus, every single time a person rises and he shows honor to a Zakein, he is indirectly giving honor to Avram Avinu. And so therefore, when the pasuk says that Neseva Takum, we can, according to the Aruch Chaim, I believe one can interpret this as a great merit to Klal Yisrael, because the Gemara itself in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph states, and I'll just say it in English: "Praise be to your children who did not embarrass their elderly." And we Klal Yisrael are known for a special nida, a special characteristic attribute, where we always take care of our elderly. And it's a great tzchus if someone has a zaydi or a babi to have them spend time with the children, you know, sometimes have them over for long periods of time as frequently as possible, because this demonstrates the continuity of the generations and also the concept of v'shinantam levanecha, the dibarta requirement, not just simply to learn, but v'shinanta, we should review it and learn it again. V'shinanta is lesson of shinoi, that every time we learn something, we see something a little different. And that, of course, is very true when you're learning with somebody who has experienced life and, of course, can share valuable insight as to what are the things that a person should be vocal and adamant and strong-willed about, the person has to know how to pick his battles, as we say. And so this really closes out the discussion of the pasuk that they say, "V'takom v'adata p'nei zaken v'yareisa melakecha ani Hashem." I wanted to just transition because I know Lag BaOmer is not too far away, and soon everybody who needs a haircut, you know, especially the speaker, I definitely need a haircut. There's a reason why we withhold from doing all these different things the first 33 days, and the common understanding is that the students of Rabbi Kiva, they didn't honor and respect one another. And whenever I remember learning this as a young kid, I always was troubled. I can't understand what that means, that we should lose 24,000 people because why? They didn't hold a door for one another when they left the room, or Shalona Hagul Kavod Zebazeh, they didn't show honor to one another. And I heard a chiddush from my esteemed Chabrusa, Rabbi Avraham Bakenroth, who I quote occasionally, or as frequently as possible, who gave the following explanation. He said that the word kavod is rooted in the word kvedus, which is weight and important. And so if the students of Rabbi Akiva believed that they had the right understanding of the Masorah, but they were unwilling or not able to give the weight and importance to their fellow's word, then they disregarded something valuable that they can learn from one another. And unfortunately, when people do not offer weight and importance, when people do not see the value in someone else's opinion, then, as my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Temler from Yeshiva University, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hanan, had told us in Shir 20 years ago, and I still remember it, just as your faces are different, so too are your opinions, but you have to learn to live with one another and to see the value in each other's differences. And so if we're unable to see the value in each other's differences, then we get this problem of Shalono Hagu Kavod Zebazeh. They were not able to see the value and importance of one another's words. But even though you may not agree with what your fellow has to say, if it's your chavrusa, let him say his word and allow you to say your word. And hopefully through your dialogue, which will continue, then you'll be able to learn and grow from one another. The absence of which is as we say, when someone gets angry, and when someone gets angry, the Gemara says ki'ilu ovid avodah zara. I believe it's the Gemara in Sota, that if someone gets angry, he it's as if he's worshiping avodah zara. And you can ask yourself the question, well, why do you say that? Of all things, just because a person's angry, why is it like he's committing idolatry? And the answer is that a person is unable to see past himself, that his opinion is the final say-all, and he's not able to value the other's opinion. So if that's the case, then he's only worshiping his own opinion, and everyone else's opinion is moot. And so therefore we see a valuable lesson in being able to reach out and express our opinion, and we hope that the other person will be just as willing to accept them as we theirs. And so this perhaps was the root cause of the problem that we had with Shalona Hagul Kavod Zebazeh. And that perhaps is the reason why 24,000 amazing students of Rabbi Akiva left this world prematurely. There's some additional concepts that we had over here, and I know I'm closing in on 10 minutes, but there was something very powerful. It says, V'lakach es shnei asirim v'emin oso l'fnei Hashem. We talked about this the other day, about the two billy goats. One name is Johnny, and the other one is Billy. And the Gemara in Yuma, which is Daf Lama Test, I believe, explains that they had to be the same measurement, which also begs the question that they most likely were born roughly the same time. And if that's the case, each one of them is wishing that the fire that's being built should not be for them. And when Johnny goes up in smoke and Billy is left to himself, he thinks that he's won, and that he's now going to see the beautiful mountainside on a gorgeous day. And so it says, the Chazal bring down that the par, the cow that Eliyahu Navi wanted to bring in order to show the Nevi'i Baal that they were corrupt, and that this is not, Lama, why are you going out on Shteis Nisan? Why are you going out on two different sides of the spear? You can't claim that you're worshipping Hashem, and yet at the same time, you're doing everything, you're worshipping idols. The par that was destined to go out for the Nevi'i Baal hesitated to go. And he didn't want to go because he didn't want to represent these people. But Eliyahu Navi said, go, because you're going to make a Kiddush Hashem. That through your karbon of going up in smoke, even though it's going to be man-made, because they're not going to get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show that my carbon is a true carbon, that I, Eliyahu HaNavi, are the true messenger of the Jewish people, and not these false people. The power was hesitant, and so the Mefarshim also explained the same thing is true in this week's parasha. We have Echel Hashem and Echel Azazel. Do you think that this goat is unaware of his final destination? It's true, you can argue he's not. But many goats, many cows, are aware when they're going into the slaughterhouse, they know exactly what is going on. They have this innate feeling, and they hesitate to move forward. And so this Azazel, this particular goat, was hesitating to go. And yet, amid Oso Lefnei Hashem, Shamar, Lo Gama Tatiya Lefnei Hashem, don't worry about it. You're also going to be right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this so? Because we know that the red ribbon that was tied around this goat's neck, as well as a corresponding red ribbon that found in the base of Migdash, turned white after that goat was sent off its cliff. And what does that tell us? That tells us that all of us learn from this example the value of of tshuva, that even the greatest of us who feel that we've done so much and accomplished so many things, there is still yet room for improvement. And this, my friends, begs us to understand this concept of the sota, even though I don't want to go too deep into this, but the sota carries with it, it says, Yitin la Hashem chesed, that there will be a chesed. So we all know, explains the Kedusha Slevi, Halomei Hashem latifei ra, there's never anything bad that comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only good things. And the frailty of humankind is that we're unable to see the greatness of Hashem. We only can judge what we can see with our naked eye and make judgment calls. But yet, before Hashem, everything is good. So where is the good if there's a dead woman over here? What is the benefit of this? And so Chazal tells us, the Kedushas Levi specifically explains to us the following, that this person who leaves this world carries with her all this chusam of every single woman that's present and every single woman that will hear about that story, because they will know that Torah Hashem is emes, that God's law is the truth, and so therefore there is a punishment that's exacted. However, this person carries with her all of the chusam of everybody there. Why? Because they will then turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will practice fidelity, and of course, Klal Yisrael will be able to sustain itself so that they will not have to experience a similar recurrence. And so therefore, there is greatness even in the things that unfortunately have to leave us, as we had explained with the Magid, with Nadav and Avihu, leaving us prematurely to teach us the value of being on top of ourselves, such that we don't simply rely on the Kohanim to do all the work for us, and with our wealth we can perform many, many averos, God forbid. So Nadav and Avihu were there to help us along, but again, they were taken prematurely from us in order to make us aware that we ourselves should not be relying upon the Kohen Gadol to exonerate us from all our sins, but rather we should be thinking before we act, and we should be thinking before we speak, such that we should not have to experience difficulties and all the similar things that follow of being forgiven. We should be able to be on top of ourselves and know right from wrong at the get-go. And so therefore, this is the tonight's share, just in conclusion. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Special thanks, Jake Wyman, Denver, Colorado. Aya Promise, Ben Al, New York, our friends in Eretz Yisrael, as well as the United Kingdom. Wishing everybody a Hatzlach and Brach and a learning. Tomorrow night will be the recap of Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim. I hope it will be an entertaining share, and I welcome everybody to join us at that time. Again, share updates, please contact Jake Wyman through shareenjoyment.com, and have a wonderful evening.
Pray God, shoot.